The death of a young homeless woman in Melbourne on the weekend has renewed calls for a national summit to tackle violence against women. Government MPs are expressing support, and Labor's new leader, Anthony Albanese, agrees that more needs to be done to keep women safe. Here's political reporter Stephanie Boris in Canberra.
Tarang Chawla's life changed forever when his sister was murdered in 2015.
She was the kindest, sweetest soul, and we miss her dearly 4 years on from her death.
Nikita Chawla was killed by her partner. She was just 23 years old. Since then, Tarang Chawla has been campaigning to end violence against women. Just the other week, he wrote to Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
I read in the news that while the votes were being counted for that historic election victory, a woman in Sydney was murdered by her husband. And because of, you know, various circumstances, that didn't make as much news as I thought it should. Like many instances of domestic violence committed by men against women, they don't always make news headlines. And I wrote to him that this is what's happening in our homes, in our backyards, in our streets.
Over the weekend, 25-year-old Courtney Heron was killed in Melbourne. A 27-year-old man has been charged with murder. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the state government is doing its best to protect women.
The tragedy in the last few days is a timely reminder that we still have a long way to go when it comes to keeping women and children safe and changing the attitudes of men, because that's what will drive better outcomes for women.
Police say Courtney Heron had been couch surfing and it wasn't clear if she'd been sleeping in the park where her body was found. It's led to calls for governments to do more to tackle the housing crisis. The court also heard the 27-year-old man may have autism and a delusional disorder. Speaking on ABC Melbourne Radio, Daniel Andrews says a multi-pronged approach is needed.
There are some people who are a danger to the community and they need to be locked up. There are many other people who, with support, through a strong public TAFE system, a strong education system, a strong health system, if they're given that support, then you can avoid all sorts of crime and harm.
On average, one woman is murdered every week by her current or former partner, and almost one in 10 women have experienced violence by a stranger since the age of 15. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says politicians need to do more to change the statistics.
Just an outrage that women don't feel safe at night, and we must do much better as a society.
Speaking on Channel 7, he's promised to work with the government on the issue.
One of the things we should be working on in a bipartisan way is combating violence against women. Well, I think the idea of having a national summit is a constructive one and a good one.
Tarang Chawla is welcoming the idea, but he says in order for the summit to achieve actual results, political leaders need to look further than just inviting experts.
Beyond that, having people with lived experience and those who've lost family members to violence is crucial, and not the usual suspects. Often the same people are brought in for these types of summits. But I think what we need to do is actually cast a wider net and bring in people across all sectors who've experienced the failings, across homelessness, across mental health, across substance abuse and drug addiction, and women who've experienced violence, and men as well who've used violence.
The federal government held a summit on reducing violence against women last year. Over 100 community leaders, key stakeholders, ministers and officials were invited. As to whether another summit is necessary, coalition MPs appear supportive.
I don't think there's anywhere in Australia, sadly, where it's not an issue. Sadly, in my electorate, domestic violence is a problem.
Mark Coulton is the federal member for Parks, covering large sections of western New South Wales. He says while the government has invested money into prevention, more can always be done.
We, as a government, allocated funds to a unit to be set up in Dubbo to not only give legal advice, but sort of an all-round advice for women that are in difficulties. And so, it's one of those things that are affecting Australians when it shouldn't.
The federal government has committed $328 million to reduce violence against women from this year until 2022. While that funding has been welcomed by anti-violence campaigners, they say a conversation about how that money can be used wisely needs to continue.
Stephanie Boris reporting.